Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power System Design. Now, Insignion has partnered up with sports apparel giant Adidas to produce a tech demo called the Lighting Shoe. Using Infineon sensors, the shoe detects music in the environment and reacts with LED lighting effects. And on the line to discuss this neat collab is Manuel Holfelder from Infineon. Manuel, thanks for joining us, and let's start with this. What made Infineon decide to participate in a tech demo like this?
So first of all, hi everyone, and the core of this tech demo for Infineon was partnership. So we actively decided to partner with Adidas for this project because partnerships enable us as Infineon to access innovation and also especially as part of this project, access innovation that lies outside of our industry. And I strongly believe, like, thinking about clothing, shoes, so there we would have missed an innovation if we wouldn't have engaged with the partnership with Adidas and also engaging in a tech demo like this. And by doing so and engaging in such activities outside of our industry, we are bringing our technology into platforms that visibly demonstrate what our technology, our semiconductor components are capable of. And this is also what we as Infineon really like about this project. So there you get basic semiconductor components, basic elements which drive our world. And in the lighting shoe itself, you instantly get to know and get to see the value of such technology quite easily. And operating in the semiconductor business also means that our components usually create such kind of magic hidden somewhere in a smart device, like in a car, in a solar panel, in a robot, or here as part of this project in such a shoe. So the tech demo like this created strong opportunities, but also overall, from our point of view, a strong innovation potential.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the sensors involved in this. What makes them such a great fit for the lighting shoe?
So as I said earlier, we were using our semiconductor components and we brought them into this innovation activity. And then one of the special components here are our extensive MEMS microphones. They are high performance analog and digital ones, usually for consumer electronics. And they are really great from a technology point of view because they have some unique features in the industry. First of all, they have a ultra-low self-noise. Usually, you say they have a high signal-noise ratio. They have extremely low distortions, even at high sound pressure levels, and have a very tight part-to-part phase and sensitivity matching. So overall, they are really a perfect match for this shoe, because if you imagine, we were putting the hardware inside the shoe, so it was really integrated into the shoe itself. So there, on the one side, you need to have a high sensitivity because you need to record tiniest sounds so that you can actively react to them. But on the other side, if you imagine walking or jumping, it also can create high distortions or high sound pressure levels. So you also need to have a robust microphone. And for this, our extensive MEMS microphone was a perfect fit. And also in combination then with the compute action and also the processing and also all the power components, our MEMS microphones were really the perfect fit that actually also enabled then the shoe to hear and act to its environment in a robust way, but also in a very sensitive way to listen to the tiniest noises and also voices around it.
Interesting. You've already kind of gotten into this a bit, but maybe you can underline it. Can you describe the process involved? You know, how does it hear music and convert it into LED lighting effects?
Yeah, so as usual, we have a MEMS microphone, so that's why we incorporate our MEMS microphone for hearing and listening to the environment. But then starting from those microphones, we capture the noises and the environment, and this then is processed. Here we included our PSoC microcontroller in combination with our AirRock Bluetooth low energy for data processing and connectivity. So the data coming from the microphone is then processed by this microcontroller. Of course, it's also important if you think about the processing, that you also require power for this, power for the lighting, power for the microcontroller. So the complete system then is powered by our USB solutions in combination, of course, as well with our power discretes to have on the one side very efficient power conversion, but also on the other side then that you can react with lighting effect, because for this during the processing you also need the power to do so. And how it works on the low level is that then those audio signals are analyzed in the software which we develop with our Modus Toolbox, and we're doing Fourier analysis on it, so extracting the frequency as part of the noises, as an example, as part of the music, but also overall the loudness as well. And then as an example, based on the loudness, we can also have the control the intensity of the lights, while based on the frequency, then we can then tune the lighting effects, the colors. And this is all enabled thanks to the processing done by our PSoC microcontroller.
All right. Now, Manuel, before I let you go, is this Infineon's first foray into athletic apparel? But more importantly, is it something you'd like to do more of?
So from our side, we think that the lightning shoe illustrates what we can achieve with technology in apparel. So it's a prototype right now, and it generates a lot of learning for possible future plannings, also in athletics. So right now, this is something we're thinking about, taking the learnings right now and also incorporating it in further activities. For this, we are right now very open. But we will definitely use the platform which we developed here as an example, also in activities out of athletics, like also hackathons or other innovation activities. More I can't say right now, but stay tuned. For sure, there will come more.
Thanks, Manuel. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.